This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The good news is we're all headed to the same horizon, and the president is absolutely adamant about doing everything we can possibly do in this first bill, having Secretary Price use the stroke of a pen authority that he has as Secretary of HHS to unwind this labyrinth of regulation. The good news is...
healthcare, you're going to kill us! Sounds funny to say, isn't it? But it's a tug of war, a massive tug of war. The CBO's gift about the problems of how much it would cost and who would be knocked out of their plan has so many people frothing at the mouth. Welcome to America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. I feel you for the people that are stuck in blizzard-like conditions. Some of you dodged too much of the white stuff. I know I have a couple of friends in New York City that said this snowmageddon that was predicted did not happen, although everything was shut down and the airports were boom, nothing. Nothing happening in Philly, New York, Boston, in parts of Massachusetts where you're listening to me right now. I know you're all buried in some of the horrific amounts of snow total. Same thing in Rome, New York. Big shout out to all of you listening up there, and certainly in Albany, in and around that area. As somebody who grew up around it, I know what it's like when you have to go through this. And I saw the funniest sign ever. What do we have, 6 more days now until spring? 6 more days. So for everybody listening in WKAL 1450 territory, I'm right there with you. I have had the swollen hands from shoveling snow. So you just heard Mike Pence, the VP, saying the president is committed to doing whatever he can, that this is a three-pronged thing, really. He didn't mention that, but that's what was said all along, that, okay, this goes through, then we're going to tweak this and work on this and do this. And I think we've been tweaked to death, and that's part of the problem. And there are some Republicans, frankly, who say they are not going to vote for the repeal, basically, of Obamacare, what's replacing it. So there may be, again, a massive logjam in Washington, D.C. that remains to be seen. Who wants the first crack at this? Well, that would be Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I got you, brother.
Can you hear me now, Kate?
I got you.
Hello?
We got you. We hear you.
Hello?
Oh, he must have a bad connection. Tomas, we can totally hear you. It's like the commercial. He's going to have to call back. We're going to have to let you slide, Tomas. He couldn't hear us. Let's try Grimm. Maybe we go from Michigan to Mississippi, the Battle of the M's. Grimm, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We hear you, too. Go for it.
I had a problem, though, there for a minute when I called in with, I can't remember his name, the guy that took the call.
Andy,
yeah. Push the button again, Andy. He ain't got the
Andy,
button pushed all
push
the
it.
Way down.
We out him. We out him on the air. I love it.
Yeah, I was kind of wanting to hear what Tomas had to say. You know, he's pretty good about things. You know, he takes into effect a lot of things. But, hey, there's this one health care system I heard about, Kate, where they're paying somewhere like, you know, adults $125 a year. You may have heard about it. And children like 75, or not a year, but a month, 125, and then children are paying 75 a month, and they have 22 doctors. But when it comes to certain things like medicines and stuff, you know, 70%, 30%, you know, depending on the procedures, and because, you know, they probably even have to rent or pay for the, you know, the hospital surgery, you know, if the surgeons involved have to pay for the surgery room, so that, you know, they do percentages. You know, it's kind of like that all a la carte that you keep talking about, you know.
Right.
But the thing is even if you have 22 doctors, and you're paying, you know, $125 a month, which is roughly around, what, about $1,500 a year, yeah, about $1,500 a year, you know, which is probably about, oh, right now, maybe six to $2,000 less than what you're already caught up in a year's premium.
Right.
Here's the problem. This is why you have to have government. And this is government's sole job is regulation. Because once they start to exceed 20,000 patients, what's your quality time while they're making $30 million to split between themselves? You see where I'm coming from? Because they can over-exceed the amount of patients to where, you know, all I can see each patient for, if they all come in at once, is a second. And there's your dilemma. That's why you got to have the government regulate it, because then they become butcher shops and you don't get the quality time and you get a tired doctor and, you know, and then you start the lawsuits. And then when the lawsuits come in, that's when the insurance company come in. And we're right back at the same problem. Like I said, you know, the best way to get the best plan is to make sure that everyone that's up there in D.C. and at your state legislator levels, too, have to put up with the same crap.
Yeah, let them put up with it. Then there's more incentive. Yeah.
Yeah, as bluntly as I can, you know, they've got to be in the same boat. That's all, you know, I mean, and the only way you're going to get that happen is everybody out there tweet your senator and your representative and your state representative and senator.
Absolutely. You're right.
And
absolutely.
Tweet them. You can tweet them now. I mean, hey, if the number one man's nothing but full of tweets, let's tweet back.
Tweet this. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly, that's why I keep saying that. If it's what they have to deal with, if there's more incentive to get it fixed, absolutely.
Gotta find them, because I tell you, what they're doing is people don't realize that they're going to make money off of this.
Yeah.
Ryan's going to make a bunch load of money. The same way Obama made money on you having to look it up at his webpage instead of going to the Yellow Book.
Right.
Because that's all it boiled down to. I could have did the same thing for $200 by picking up the phone book and going through doctors.
Right.
That's all he did. He didn't give you no medical health. He just referred you to a doctor. Well, the Yellow Pages did that for $200.
Right.
I keep my money. Why should I have to go to the website?
I agree.
I can't. That defies logic, Kate.
I know. I feel you 100%. It's brutal. It is. It's awful. I hate it. I agree with you. And people are frustrated, and rightfully so. I mean, it's ridiculous. I say this all the time. What's in your wallet? What's in my wallet? Blah, blah, blah.
Snake oil salesmen, they're good. They are good, aren't they?
They are good. Absolutely. Trying to earn every penny and take every one of ours. Grim, thank you. Stay with us. You want to sound off? You can. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tonight, hold your heads high if you're worried about the snow, because we're getting closer to what is being billed as the first day of spring. And I don't know if any of you are into March Madness. Are you filling out brackets? Do you know 75 million people fill out brackets? But so much of the conversation, the rest of it, is about our health care, the CBO estimates, trying to interpret that, what the Republicans will do. Will some of them be on board? Will too many of them bail? Where are we? Where in the world are we with our health care? Are we inching towards something better? Or are we just completely confused as to what direction we're headed in? I think there's some confusion. We want clarity. Give it to us straight. That's what I say. Let's bounce over to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
We gotcha.
All right. You know, when you go buy a refrigerator, they tell you the price that you are going to have to pay. You have to look at the refrigerator. You see how big it is. You know, when you go buy a car, you know, you see it's got four doors and you get the price. Matter of fact, you can go on the internet now and find out the price of any car, you know. But when it comes to insurance, boy, they get sneaky, don't they? Car insurance, you never know what's going to happen. You know, house insurance, it'll go up and down. Because you know what? It's like a legal mafia. Instead of bullets, they use ink. That's all, you know. And so, you know, this is just one big mess. I mean, people have to remember one thing. We did not always have health insurance. You know, when John Glenn was orbiting the Earth, nobody in the United States had Medicare because Medicare did not exist, okay?
Yeah.
That was not, you know, 400 years ago that we had health insurance. I mean, how did we win? Golly, Kate, how did we win our independence from the British without health insurance? I mean, think about it. You know, they had the best Navy in the world. We didn't have any Navy. They had the best army in the world. We didn't have any army. And we didn't have any health insurance. Matter of fact, how did we win World War I and World War II without health insurance? You know, okay, tomorrow, the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is going to go to a place in Michigan, about 2 hours away from where I live, a place called Willow Run. Now, that used to be Henry Ford's private orchard. Took him like 20 years to, you know, grow all these beautiful trees. But when the war started, he said, President Roosevelt said, what do you need? And President Roosevelt said, I need bombers. So he got like about 100 bulldozers. And he said, in one day, these guys destroyed what it took me 20 years to grow and plant. And he told the president, he said, don't you worry. In no time at all, we're going to produce one bomber an hour. A bomber an hour. That was their slogan. Of course, everybody laughed. They said, hey, dude, man, you know, building a bomber is not like building a car. You get a flat tire, you can just pull over on the road. You know, if the engine doesn't work, you can pull over on the road. You can't pull over in the air. But you know what? It did not stop the American worker. It did not stop the American spirit. In 1944, they were producing one bomber every 59 minutes, 24/7, every day, every week, every month, you know. And industry in the United States was like that, too. We were producing 8 aircraft carriers a month, Kate, okay? And that's why President Trump is going to go to Willow Run. And I'll tell you a secret. I think it's because I sent him the message. I said, you need to read about Willow Run, bro. But that's... You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody else had the same idea. But that is what we need in this country is a goal. You know, when JFK said, we're going to go to the moon and we're going to put a man there and bring him back, that was a goal. And when free men and women with independence and liberty, when you let them go, look out. You don't know the possibilities are endless. But these clowns here in Congress, you know what they're all about? Money. They're all about making money. You know, if you have a bill that you can write up on Monday and pass on Friday, you can't make any money on that. You can't get any free TV time. You can't get on the radio and talk about it. You can't, you know, have, you know, 57 meetings with lobbyists and get all that money. And then, okay, maybe if you pay me a little bit more over here, I'll pass that. But you can't do that.
Right.
Instead of 7 days, it would take 77 days or 77 weeks. Oh, you can make all kinds of money. I mean, look at the Republicans. They could have gotten rid of the filibuster the first day in Congress. They wouldn't have to worry about all this reconciliation here. About, oh, yeah, well, you know, we can only do so much because we have to go through reconciliation. That's a big lie. They got 52 votes. You need 51 votes to change the rules in the Senate. That's all. 51 votes It's just like a club. You have a club rules. You can change them, you know? And
I agree with that.
They are just lying to the American people. That's all. They're lying. You know, I mean, and for example, they say 14 million people are going to lose coverage. You know why they're going to lose coverage, Kate? Because they're going to say, dude, I don't have to pay that IRS tax anymore.
Yeah, there's going to be some. There's going to be some younger, but I do think that there's going to be some people that are going to struggle because it's just inevitable. And the problem is what the outrageous amount of cash and whatnot that you get charged. These bills are outrageous when you have to go to the hospital. You know that. That's the problem. Part of it is insurance. That's the problem. So when we use the analogy from your, when you talk about how people didn't have insurance before, that was ancient times compared to now. So that's the problem. But that's what Trump's people are saying, that we realize that there are going to be people that are going to get caught in this that shouldn't be, and we've got other potential ways to get around that is what the was what you have to trust. You know what I mean? With the three-pronged deal.
I think people are over-insured, and they over-rely, and they're pressured mentally.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Getting insurance, you know? I mean, if you go, you don't go to the doctor. You don't get hurt every week. You don't get hurt every month. You know? You might get sick every couple of years. You got to go to the hospital for. And the older you get, but the costs are ridiculous. And the fact that they will not tell us how much it's going to cost us, you know, is the problem.
I know.
Why don't they just make it?
I know that is
make
the
it
problem.
Simple, you know. And then we need to, why don't Trump just say, look, everybody pays $200 a month, period, you know. And then...
Oh, I'd go for that in a second.
You know, and
yeah,
then...
just give us a flat fee.
Right, man, you know. Give us a number. That's what we need. About Bush? I don't like too many things about Bush, but I remember one thing. The year he got in, he gave everybody a tax rebate in cash. Remember that?
I remember. Yep.
$300 in cash. Republican,
yep.
Democrat, poor or rich.
I think it didn't matter. You really had
a lot of money. You got $600. But, no one has ever done that to us since then. You know, it's always been, it was a percentage, and depending on the tax rate, and, if you got a house, or you got two houses, if you get an apartment, if you're black, you're white, you got too many kids, and not enough kids, just make it simple.
I agree.
Anyway, guys.
I agree. Great stuff, Tomas. I agree with you. Make it simple. That's the best thing. In the end, summing this up, appreciate the call. Make it simple. That's what we want. Simple. Stay with us. See you on the other side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? The fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
A lot here, of course, on America Tonight. And in our virtual green room, we have David Kelly, who was appointed to the U.S. Embassy in Russia while he was on active duty in the Marine Corps by President Ronald Reagan. Now, David is a pastor, a life coach, a motivational speaker, but he certainly had seen some things in Russia. There's no question about it. David, thanks so much for your service, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Kate.
So when we look at Donald Trump, who was just talking about this just the other week, about building up the military, saying that in submitting his first budget to Congress, it's going to include, as we know, tens of billions of extra dollars for defense spending. I guess as somebody who was there in Russia, as somebody who served in the Marine Corps, what do you initially think of what the president is doing as far as the budget is concerned? Do you think it warrants the boost in defense by cutting the domestic programs?
Well, certainly you have several different moving parts there. I mean, the budget is certainly a positive for those that are, you know, active military veterans, of course, and those that are, you know, contractors. That because we, you know, during the last administration, the military overall took several budget cuts, and it always, you know, causes a problem and creates difficulty when there are budget cuts. But in terms of building up our forces, I think that is totally necessary and a positive. Now, when you start to enter in the Russia piece, that's a totally different dynamic.
Yeah, and speaking of Russia, so tell us about your experience there. What was that like, especially then, because we're talking about during the Ronald Reagan era, so much different than now.
Yes, certainly, Kate. It was totally different. Of course, it was communist Russia at the time, and in addition to the fact that it was communist Russia, it was also during the time that we had experienced an espionage scandal there. And so I was one of 32 guys that was hand-selected by then President Reagan's cabinet, more in particular than just say the president, but then Secretary of State George Shultz, Caspar Weinberg was a defense, Colin Powell was at that time, I think he was a defense attaché. So I had an opportunity to meet President Reagan's entire cabinet, but we were sent there, dispatched there, to relieve those guys that had been implicated in the espionage scandal.
Yeah, so, but wow. Do you remember what, take us back to that moment. What was it like among your buddies and having to do that? That was a wild time.
Well, one of the stories I share, Kate, is never say never. It's a long story, short story, but I was in Paris, France. Paris was my first post on the MSD or the embassy program, as it's more a familiar term. And there in Paris, and one of the guys that was posted there with me, never forget it, he was arbitrarily dispatched to Moscow, just out of nowhere. And so we were giving him a going-away party, you know, a send-off. And in the midst of giving him a send-off, I was laughing and saying, you got to go to Moscow. And he looked at me and he said, Jack, don't laugh because you could be next. I said, nah, I'll never go to Moscow. I won't have to go to Moscow. And it wasn't. And it wasn't probably 90 days later that I got my notification that I would be headed to Moscow, Russia. So I tell people all the time, never say never, because you could end up in Moscow.
Because you could end up in Moscow. You know, and, right. And I've had friends, I've never been to Russia, but I've had friends that have gone to Russia, and they tell me, boy, it is so different than anything you can imagine, even from the food, for example, and just the lifestyle of the people. And when you were there, it's like what we're seeing on a television show called The American, because as you talk about, that's communist Russia, and the feelings were very, very different at that point, even than what we see now. And I had a friend that played basketball there, and he told me, David, that he had to have three locks on his door, so three doors to go through, because there would be people that robbers that would try to trail him into his place. Did you find that there were some kind of scary moments there?
Well, again, I have to remind you that it was, you know, we were in the midst of a Cold War. At that time, we were in the midst of the visa war. As we know now, probably a lot more people are familiar with it. But what we would do as a country, the United States, we would expel people. We would expel Russian envoys out of our country. And in turn, the Russians would expel Americans out. So we were short-staffed. We were in the midst of an espionage scandal. The KGB was real and alive.
Wow.
And, of course,
wow.
You can only imagine, to get into the country, you had a tail is what we called it. You know, and then I would like to remind you and the audience as well that the embassy that was built, remember, we had a new office building being built, only to discover that it was entirely mic'd, or, it was live.
Yeah.
Bugs, exactly, yeah. So
wow.
It was a ton of things going on in each situation, and had its own set of challenges, I would say, for lack of a better term.
How long were you in Russia?
I was there for a year.
Wow. Were you happy once you left Russia? Like, hey, this is a great experience, but I'm ready to move on.
Awesome question, Kate. Absolutely, yes. I mean, you can imagine leaving Paris, France, and going to Moscow, Russia. I tell people all the time that it was like going from heaven to hell.
I can imagine. That's so crazy. And, you know, I asked you at the top of this about the president's budget and the proposal for $54 billion boost in defense spending and then cutting domestic programs. But for military families, too, I think there's been some things that have been dicey when it comes to the military and what you have to go through for pay, for example, sometimes when there's the uncertainty. What was that like for your family?
Well, absolutely. We have to, be mindful that I don't know anyone that joins the military, for pay, first
yeah.
and foremost.
Yeah.
Now, what we also have to bear in mind is the benefits that come along with what we do. Most of the time, the housing is provided for, and there's so many benefits. Your medical is paid for. So what we don't get in compensation, we get in benefit. So it's sort of like a balance or an offset. And,
mm-hmm.
Of course, who wouldn't want to be a millionaire, but I don't know anybody that joins the military to become a millionaire.
I love that. So you take this military experience as a Marine, and you move on, and now you find yourself where you're a pastor, and you're doing motivational speaking, and you take the collective of your experiences, I'm sure. What's that been like for you?
It's been an incredible ride, Kate. I tell you, I've had an opportunity to meet some great people, and I've written a book, course, called Life in the Second Half, and through that book I try and share with people that no matter where you begin, It's about today. Today can be your second half. We know that if you know anything about basketball, football,
yep.
No matter what happens in the first half, it's about the second half. And I think a lot of times those things that are intended for negatives can be used to better us rather than cause us to be bitter. I like to share that with people and try and take whatever it is and look at it from a positive perspective rather than a negative perspective and seek unification rather than division and whatever it is. And I think if we attempt to move in that direction or mindset, I think the outcome will be better for all involved.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. And you know what? The second half, a lot of times people can have an even more exciting or, I don't want to say better, but very different life in the second half, can't they, with the right mindset?
Absolutely. And again, you know, the book, Life in the Second Half, is just about that. And, you know, in your second half could begin or could have began 10, 15 years ago. Mine could yeah. begin today or tomorrow. So there's no set place to say where a second half begins, but I can and will say that everyone has a second half. The question is, when are you going to acknowledge it? And what are you going to do with it once you've acknowledged? And are you going to use it to cause you to be empowered, or are you going to remain in prison to whatever it is that you're dealing with? Because the fact of the matter is, we are all dealing with something.
Right. I love how you said that we're all dealing with something. I think a lot of times, David, people would connect even better with each other if they realized it's not just me. Everything's not being dumped on me, whether it's health, something with your family, something with finances, whatever it is, you're absolutely right. If you looked around and you knew what other people were going through, you'd be probably surprised in some cases, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think there are two or three things that I challenge people from this perspective. One is communication. You'd be amazed at what you discover when you share and communicate with people. And I think another one is we have to get out of the blame game. As you were stating a few minutes ago, probably, you know, using it in a different vernacular.
Right.
But I think the blame game is, it's caused our country, our world, our lives to go into a tailspin. Because I shared the statement or the sentiment on a couple of days ago, Kate, that everybody's waiting to be served and nobody's serving, so therefore nothing has happened.
Oh, so true. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody told me a long time ago, you have to give to get, and boy, isn't that true.
Yeah. And yep. So, you know, I think a lot of our challenges are based upon, I share this with people, we got to get back to accountability and stop blaming others. If it's right, call it right. If it's wrong, call it wrong. And what's happening, political correctness, affiliations, political expediency is causing us to blind ourselves to what is right and what is wrong. And we have to stand up and be accountable, if to no one else, to ourselves individually, and say, look, this is not right, you know, and because it's Kate, okay, I can go along to get along, but if somebody else should do it, then I'm ready to, you know, to punish them, to convict them to the nth degree. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. It should be wrong, you know, because it's wrong, not because Kate did it, not because I did it, and I'm familiar, I have an affiliation or relationship with Kate. But what we're discovering is, we become jaundiced in our opinion and views of whatever it is based on affiliations, relationships, and political affiliations either.
Boy, so, so true. David, how fun to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, Kate. Again, thank you for the opportunity. I'd like to, again, welcome and invite your listeners to check out Life in the Second Half. It's available on Amazon.com, BooksAMillion.com, and BarnesandNobles.com as well. And also on my website, www.davidkjackson.com. And again, thank you for the opportunity, Kate.
All right, check him out. Definitely pick up his book. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
A life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Once again, I love it. Every time I go to check the mail, it is full. I mean, I'm saying the mail is overflowing. A lot of you have plenty of thoughts and you want to share them with us, so that's terrific. For everybody else listening, before we dive into the emails, you can always send me your thoughts at .net, click on contact, and boom, you are in just like that. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Tomcat. Tomcat says, Kate, how ridiculous what's going on with the snow. I'm watching it fall as I'm sending you this email. I was making sure that I got it done. They were predicting crazy things for New York City. And yes, we're getting snow, but they actually stopped the subways from coming into New York City. But it's not quite as bad as they're predicting. Again, lots of snow, but not the ridiculous totals I don't think we're going to have in the end by the time it's all said and done. So what's up with that? Do the weather people just not know what they're doing? Yeah, you know, I said this the other night. What's your reaction? Like, the food goes flying off the shelves. Everyone's battening the hatches. All the schools are closed. And it depends on where you live, how bad the snow totals were, you know, how much it added up. But when you cancel, like, 8,000-some flights, and, I mean, businesses grind to a halt, mostly what we're seeing is the storm Stella. Some snow, but some sleet, so of course ice isn't good, and of course you're going to have some cancellations, but not quite what they were forecasting. You know, government's down, like I said, schools are closed, things were canceled ahead of time. So in one way you could say, well, that's smart if you're going to have a blizzard, but how is it that it's so mispredicted, I guess, is the way to say it. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing I do know. Because of the cold temperatures, and this is something I scrambled. I want to say it was 2012. It was 2012. I scrambled when I was in Washington to go see the cherry blossoms because I hadn't seen them in so long. I think I was like a kid the last time I saw the cherry blossoms. If you go to D.C., it's a great time to go. Is in the spring when the cherry blossoms are there, and it's a short amount of time. So now, the one thing, forget the nor'easter and how much snow and everything, but the cold temperatures affecting the blossoms. Oh, bummer. Because if the temp drops like 24 degrees or colder, it kills like 90% of those flowers. Darn, all those people that go to see the cherry blossoms, it is so cool. I have to say, it is so cool to see them. But when you get the really cold weather, it kills it all fast. So people make all these plans to go and see it. Now, so that's one thing that you can't predict. No one's giving you great prediction on that one. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jacob, who says, hi, Kate, this whole CBO deal and the health bill and what's it going to cost us and everything else. Boy, it's just so tiring to deal with health care, isn't it? It seemed like it was an after fact for most of us. Great, we have to go to the doctor, jump on us, we have to be well, try not to eat so much crappy food, get all that, exercise, blah, blah, blah. But it's very stressful in dealing with, especially when you're an entrepreneur, what you're trying to forecast for your company and your company's growth when you have no idea what it's going to look like. And we've been in this sort of question mark period for way too long, don't you think? Absolutely, you nailed it. So now with what the CBO is saying, they say 24 million people will be uninsured, the deficit will be cut, and then it'll bounce back, and it'll be cheaper than what affordable health care was. But the uncertainty, that's what it is. It's the uncertainty. I mean, life is full of uncertainty. Absolutely. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's about living for today. It's about being present, blah, blah, blah. But your health, I mean, that's the curveball you can't always anticipate. So to not have any kind of coverage would be very risky, I think. I mean, just my two cents is, I get it. You feel really super happy and healthy and all that. Then, unfortunately, someone runs over your foot or you break your nose or whatever else happens. I don't want to be a fatalist. But some kind of coverage, catastrophic coverage, something, so that you're not completely drained, because that is a game changer. So that's always a possibility. We know that. But to not have any coverage, but also the confusion over the coverage costing you like ridiculous amounts of money. Can I pay bills or can I pay my health care? And I think that's what people really, that's one thing that's not talked about enough. If you're really healthy, you try to do the right things, you still don't know what could happen to you. But you have to have your roof over your head, right? So now when these premiums go sky high that are just ridiculous, where do you split the difference? You know, it's not like you pick up this side job, and some people do. And listen, I've done it before in my life. Other people have done it. But how do you anticipate that? That's the craziness that we live in. Can we not have something that's static as far as healthcare is concerned? I think, and it's for sure, there's people that stay in horrific jobs with horrific bosses who don't treat them very well. And it's not a question of blaming or whining or being a victim. It's just what it is. But they stay in the job because they have a family, because they need health care, and this is the only way they can get it. Even if it's not fantastic, it's better than if they pursued their dreams on their own, because it would be too difficult. This is what it is. Healthcare is like a dream killer. That's what it is. Especially when you have a family, when you have other people to be concerned about. Because you're not rolling the dice for yourself, you're rolling it for everybody else. And then if you add employees, and I've had friends in that situation where they created an awesome company, and it grows and grows and grows, and they want to do right by the employees. They want people to be happy. They want people that want to work for them. They want to try to do the best they can for their clients, and then they get caught in the craziness of trying to offer the health care, which they do. But then the health care is more than what people would have even on their own. It's nutty. I just, absolutely. And I've gone off on a tangent. All right, let's move to something else. How about this? This one came to me from Greg, and he said, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not. I know you're a big fan of animals like I am, like hopefully lots of people are, because how can you not be a fan of animals or kids, whether you have them or not? But I don't know if you saw this thing about Roseville becoming the first city to ban the commercial sale of dogs and cats at pet stores. How about that? I was reading this story, and apparently it was just terrible how they treated the animals. And so people started to criticize what was going on, that the cages were bad for their health and selling them was unscrupulous because of puppy mills and all this other stuff. So now this city council decided, okay, we're not going to have this. So the Petcos, the other places are just not going to be able to sell dogs and cats. They can host adoption events with area shelters, but otherwise they can't do it. Do you think this is a good thing? Well, here's what they're saying. They're saying that, you know, there's been a lot of criticism about selling dogs and cats in pet stores. Animal rights people say it's bad for them, and selling them encourages puppy mills because of that they can make a profit on it, and that it's often there's high vet costs attached to this and that kind of thing. And I'm sure some of them are reputable, right? But the Humane Society surveyed the American Kennel Breed Clubs, and they found that 96% of the 96% have issued statements or guidelines against the sale of dogs in pet stores. Most quality breeds sell directly to families so they can be sure that the animal is well cared for. And that's what the whole deal is. So you can have this adoption thing in and around the pet store, like they can host an adoption thing, but they don't, you know, they're not going to allow them to sell the dogs and cats there. So I don't know what is the fallout for that. Is I'd be really curious to see what that is. You know, people talk about feeling like they rescued animals too when they pick them up from the pet store. But then what they do is, if they have problems, then there's like a family, and this started this whole thing. They adopted a spaniel puppy, and then they've been having these huge vet bills because they did some research on the breeder, and they discovered that the dog's parents weren't registered, and there was all kinds of problems that the dog had that because of how it was raised, and they didn't know it. So this is going to be a big story, so thanks for pointing that out. Roseville, the first Minnesota city to ban sales of dogs and cats at pet stores. Wow. Thanks so much for your emails. Remember, you can always send them to americatonight.net, and thanks so much for listening to this version of the show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.